Welcome to Swimming World Radio. My name is Jason Marsteller, and I'm your host for the week at the NCSA All-American Meet. Today, we spoke with the coaching staff from the West Squad. Here's what they had to say about the meet, their personal swimmers, which swimmers have stood out the most this week, and a bit about their home clubs.
This is Jason Marsteller here at All-American Meet, talking to Jeff Cooper with the Oakland Livewires, one of the coaches here for the teams. So first of all, Jeff, just wanted to know what your thoughts are on how the workouts are going.
It's been going really well the last 3 days. I think the whole trip itself has been a great trip, and Bob's put together a great thing. And anytime you get this many kids together with this much talent, you're going to get some good hard work done. So it's been going real well.
So who did you bring along on the trip?
I have two swimmers here, Shane Lichtenberg, who's with me on the West guys team, and then Dana Christ, who is captain of the girls West team as well. So.
And how'd they get here?
Dana was a 100 fly and 50 fly qualifier, and Shane was a 500,000 mile qualifier.
So far, who's kind of stood out to you during workouts recently?
Noticed a kid on the East team, Clayne, seems to be a really talented kid. He's a lot of fun to watch swim and stuff. And then on the West guys side, Corey Chitwood really stands out. He's probably, one of, if not the most talented of the group of guys we have on the West team. Real versatile swimmer and extremely talented. And then looking on the girls side and stuff, Abby Fish has been having a great training session since she's been here, and really putting some fun numbers on the board during workouts.
So can you tell me about your club out in Rochester, Michigan, and some of the things you do there, and then also if you have any other standouts that aren't here?
We've got a great situation out there. We're based out of a university pool, Oakland University, right there in Rochester, Michigan. We've been there for over 35 plus years. We've got about 160 swimmers, and it's a partnership with the university that's worked really well for us and for them. And we have access to a beautiful 50-meter facility. It's a normal, USA Swimming age group team. We've got kids all the way from 5 right up to post-grad swimmers and stuff like that. And, been in existence for, almost 40 years now. I've been with them for 11 years. And, quite a few pretty talented kids. We've got a few other kids going on. Alex Tyler's going to be going on to Northwestern for us after the summer. And quite a few other talented kids. We did real well at the junior meet in March, and a real good junior class coming up for next year.
Well, Jeff, thanks for taking time out and talking to us.
Thank you.
This is Jason Marsteller standing here with Solomon Eid of Aquazot Swim Club in California. So, Solomon, just real quick, what do you think about the concept of the NCSA All-American meet right now?
Right now, I think it's a great, great experience for all these boys going out to college and showing leadership with these younger kids and getting all these young kids ready for future meets, national teams, and All-American teams for the future. These kids are nation's best swimmers, and they're very competitive, and hopefully we can get them in good universities and continue their great swimming.
So who do you have here from your team at Aquazot?
I have Rakia Yano, a 17-year-old boy from Woodbridge High School in Irvine, California. He won the 1,000 with a 908, and he is going to be a senior next year. He's working towards his goal of under 9 minutes next year in the 1,000.
So who's kind of been standing out in warm-up so far that you noticed?
I've noticed Chitwood and Hitchcock. Brent Hitchcock and Corey Chitwood go at it in warm-up. These kids aren't really used to having people at this caliber to swim with every day. So they're going at it every set they get, and they're pretty tired right now.
So can you tell me a little bit about Aquazot and if you have any really standout people that are there as well?
Aquazot's a small club in Irvine. We're getting bigger. We have a lot of great potential, and we actually have a few Olympians. We have we had Kristen Caverly, Aaron Vulcan from Venezuela, and an Olympic hopeful, Eddie Razo.
I've heard about Razo a little bit. What's he been doing lately?
We've been stepping up the weight room. Dry line activities. We've been running with snorkels, duct tape on snorkels, doing VASA, pull-ups, cords, med ball, and he's got me doing it with him, so I have to be at 156-2 in a flyer if I want to keep up with them.
Nice, but I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you.
This is Jason Marstiller standing here with Michael Soderling from the Lawrence Aquahawks, one of the coaches here at the NCSA All-American meet. So, Michael, what are some of the things you've been seeing at the meet so far that have impressed you?
So far, I think I'm really impressed just by the personality of all the kids. They're really good kids. You can tell they come from good programs, and they're very well coached, and that's exciting. And I think besides really getting after it in the pool and training hard here, they're all having a good time together. And I think the camaraderie is one thing that I think I'm really enjoying, and I know a lot of the kids are.
So what do you think about the meet concept with it being the first year that they've had it here?
Well, I think it's great. It's going to be really exciting tomorrow and Friday to watch these kids get up and race after, you know, 3 days of doubles in a row along with beach trips. And so it's going to be real fun. I'm excited.
So who'd you bring along on the trip?
I brought a 14-year-old named Emma Rini. She's one of the top up-and-coming IMers in the country. And then I brought a backstroker named Alyssa Rudman.
So also, what's up with the Lawrence Aquahawks lately? Anything interesting coming from you guys?
Yeah, the Aquahawks were a growing club. We're near the Kansas City area. We're out of the Missouri Valley LSC. We've got about 180 kids, and we've got a really good group of young swimmers coming up. A lot of 14, 15-year-olds that I think are going to be players here at Nationals in the next few years.
Can you talk about a couple of them?
Sure. Obviously, a couple of them are here.
Yeah.
There's a girl back home called Molly Albrecht. She's a really good distance swimmer, backstroker. Another talented girl named Chloe Portella. Lots of good up-and-comers. So we're really excited. Our relays are going to be really fast, especially in the freestyle.
Well, thanks for taking the time out to talk to us today.
Thank you.
This is Jason Marshall. We're standing here with another Jason here, Jason Roberts from Northern Kentucky Clippers. So, Coach, what are you thinking about the meet so far?
So far, I've been really impressed. I think it's something that's exciting to sit back and watch, you know, making history here with this many of the nation's top junior-level swimmers coming up. You know, it's going to be really exciting to see how these guys go up until July and August this year.
So I know you have some pretty high talent here. Who'd you bring along from Northern Kentucky?
I brought two swimmers out with me. One was Corey Chitwood. He was the high point winner this year down at the NCSA Junior National Meet. And then we also brought out Claire Dickman, who is kind of an up-and-coming 200 butterflyer and distance freestyler.
So who else has kind of caught your eye, blown you away here during a workout so far?
Getting to work with the West girls, it's been, an unbelievable treat so far. There's been some great, just overall some great swims. You know, when you get girls like Abby Fish from down in Lakeside and Catherine Rates from out here with Bob Gillett and all those guys, it's just been, you know, one swimmer right after another, but those two have been pretty neat to kind of watch and practice as well.
With you having Chitwood here, one of the most high-profile swimmers that are at the event, can you talk a little bit about your club?
Our program's kind of an up-and-coming program. We've actually been around since 1979, but about 7 years ago, we got lucky and had a member build us a 10-lane, 50-meter pool. So we've been able to increase the level of training, level of commitment to our area, and keep a lot of our swimmers on our side of the river in Northern Kentucky. So getting swimmers like Corey to stick around and Claire and just a lot of the kids that are actually coming up and following those guys' footsteps.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today, Coach.
No problem. Thanks.
Special thanks go out to the West coaching staff for taking time away from an afternoon session at the Veterans Memorial Aquatic Center. The intro and outro music for this broadcast comes from the title track of Michael Franti's Yell Fire. You've been listening to Swimming World Radio, reporting on swimming from around the world.